Hello.
Guest.
Podcast ready.
Welcome back, all of our listeners. Can you believe this is our 30th podcast?
No, it's not.
We've been doing this for 30 weeks.
That's like 6 months, right?
Well,
52 weeks in a year? No
yeah.
way.
I've been naming the number every time, so this is the 30th one.
Wow. We are so experienced.
Yeah, we still only have the same followers.
Well, do you have to like it, like on a Instagram or a
No, you just have to listen to it.
So how do you know how many people listen?
It tells you.
Oh, well, so we might have different people listening.
Yeah, maybe. Spotify doesn't tell you how many people are listening, though.
Huh. So we might have a lot.
That's okay. I mean, Joe Rogan had a podcast for like 10 years before I ever heard one.
Well, and he used to be on TV. What
I
was it
know.
where they used to eat bugs and get
Fear
in,
Factor.
yes, containers with rats and stuff?
But he was also like a MMA fighter.
That was after that or before
I
that?
think that was like before. I think that's how he got on Fear Factor.
Oh.
He was like famous
Yeah.
before, maybe? I don't know.
I didn't like him. I didn't like the show. Nothing.
Yeah, it was a weird show.
Yeah, it was too much.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It was like Jackass for couples. I don't know.
Well, but Jackass wasn't like a challenge. That was just their stupid life.
Yeah, it was worse.
That
I
was a
don't.
little bit before my time.
Yeah, and I know Daddy used to like it, and he'd laugh and all of that, and it was like, what's so funny about this?
Well, he also laughs at Big Bang Theory, so.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
Yeah, it used to be kind of clever, but.
Maybe so. So, what's happening this week? The huge.
Been a pretty fast week.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a really great idea for us to do on my YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
I've seen other people do it, but I think it would be funny if we react to Coachella outfits.
Oh, I can do it.
And like
And
give
give our
our
comments?
yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm up. I'm good.
Okay, well we'll do. Everybody subscribe to my channel.
Yay. Going on YouTube to critique the crazos.
There's a lot of assless chaps.
Yeah. How original is that? I saw that in Kentucky at a bar.
Oh yeah. I was like,
You
what?
remember? You were with me.
I think they were wearing shorts, huh?
No, they were wearing thongs.
Oh yeah, because she was sitting on the bar and everybody was eating on the bar and we
Yeah.
said
It's like, okay, well, yeah, I want to put my plate right there where your butt cheeks just were.
that's gross.
I have to say that day though, I kind of was shocked because I've never seen that in person before. But now, poof, that's old stuff. They doing that in Coachella.
Well,
It's been done.
it's different to be at Coachella than to be at a bar, I think. It's like almost being like at Mardi Gras. If you see assless chaps at Mardi Gras, you're like, okay, well, it's Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
It's
Or
not like you just walked into a bar and there's somebody not wearing pants.
yeah. Well, that's what the bartenders were wearing. That was
I
their
know.
costume,
I know. That's what I'm
their
saying, though.
uniform. Yeah. Kind of like
Well,
Hooters, but the other way.
at the Cowboys bar in Dallas, last time we were there, she was wearing a mesh top, like the kinds we used to wear for dance.
Yeah.
With pasties on her nipples, and that was it.
What?
I was like, isn't this a country bar?
Yeah, it's not like you had
a rave.
Or a gentleman's bar, or, I mean.
I think they just don't wear clothes at gentlemen's bars.
Well, I don't know. That makes sense.
Yeah, it was weird.
Well, bet she got a lot of tips.
And I couldn't stop staring at her boobs.
I mean, tips, tits, whatever.
I couldn't stop staring at them.
Why? Are they good?
Yeah. She kept calling me babe.
Oh. There you go. You could have had a date.
No, it was just like... It was just like they were staring at me, so I was staring at them.
Well, I mean, how many naked boobs have you seen? Well, you've been in dance all your life. I'm sure you've seen a gabillion. Never mind.
Well, we never really saw each other's nipples.
Well, you never walked around with your nipples out.
You, like, turn around towards the wall, take off your top, and then put on another top.
Yeah.
And you're doing the same thing. It's not like someone's serving you a drink with their pasties on.
Yeah, I can
say, what can I get for you, babe?
I'll have a
vodka water, please.
A pair of, I mean, glass of.
Yeah.
Just like the boys.
Yeah. Well, she's also the one that we pretty sure we saw snort coke last time we were there, too.
Oh.
The time before the last time.
Dang.
She, like, somebody said that she, like, opened up a baggie, put something on her finger, and then snorted it. So, it could... You need to turn the text messaging off on your phone, man.
Okay. I don't know why I'm involved in this dang group.
Everybody in a group text. That's what everybody says.
Well, it's a group text about the roof in our gym, so it's not like... Oh. Why do I need to be on that text?
Well, with that being said, did you watch Summer House?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Let's rank our show.
Oh. What? I figured out what I was trying to say in my notes, and it's funny.
You couldn't understand it.
Yeah, I couldn't at first, and now I get it.
Let's rank our shows. I think one for me is Summer House.
Mine goes Summer House, New York, Vanderpump, Beverly Hills right now.
Mine would be Summer House, Vanderpump, New York, Beverly Hills, and then Atlanta. Because I'm still kind of watching that one. They're in the
reunion. Oh, yeah. I watched a little bit of the reunion.
Yeah, Nene's behaving like ridiculously stupid.
There's stuff that we don't know because it doesn't make sense.
I mean, they just like wake up one morning and take a breath and hate each other. Like,
I know.
That's what it seems like. It's like y'all are all friends.
I know. So.
Okay.
On Summer House, back to Summer House, I wrote, Kyle said, I never want to hear I'm the most eligible bachelor on the dating app line again.
From Jordan?
Jordan, yeah. He's like, I'm the most eligible bachelor on Hinge.
Yes.
That's funny. That
guy is just weird. Did you, the conversation with his, between him and his mom? I know the conversation between Carl and his mom was weird last week. Like, hey, I made out.
Oh, yeah.
He sits in his room on Sunday mornings listening to a sermon podcast or video or something. Like, he's in church after being drunk and whatever the heck he does all night. And then he calls his mom and she goes, you're just the most blessed thing in the world to me. It's just so weird.
I mean,
obviously that's scripted, but it's like, Come on.
Yeah, it is weird.
You're just so successful, and you just moved away, and we just... And he goes, well, Mom, you know, I'm really a stud over here, and, you know, I'm doing so good.
I'm the most eligible bachelor on Hinge.
Yeah. And then he says, you know, my mom thinks I'm moving back to Atlanta, but, you know, Atlanta just, it's too small. I mean, I've got to be where this stuff is happening. It's like, yeah. What? Go on.
Well, I also wrote that the guy that Paige was going after, the new guy, way better looking than Carl.
Oh, my gosh. Just the accent. I mean, and I think yeah. He has a job. So there you go.
Yeah.
I mean.
I don't know if she can Chandler Bing this guy, though. She could do whatever she wanted to Carl, probably. Well, she's like, Carl.
But that's not, that's only fun for a little while. After that, it's like.
Carl.
I mean, you should know.
Yeah. No one likes a beta.
No. I mean, maybe at first it's fun to be the boss all the time. But then it's kind of like, ugh.
Grow some balls. In my experience, I've never wanted to be the boss. It just always happens that way.
Yeah, because you.
But. Yeah. You can't turn off Alpha.
No.
I wrote Hannah's boyfriend, cute. They were cute together.
I think they are a match.
I know.
Just not too beautiful, not too handsome. Both athletic looking. I think they're a match.
I know, and she was like, thank you so much for coming.
Yes.
So nice.
And brought his cute friend.
I know.
And Carl's like, I don't know what she sees in that guy. I mean, I'm a catch.
And he was like throwing a temper tantrum whenever she said she should bring his friend.
Yes. Amanda, Kyle says he wrote a $22,000 check for their apartment down payment. It's like, mm-hmm. What in the world? And then she goes, well, it freaks me out, but in the best way. What the heck is that? I mean.
I think she means she's excited.
I guess. She's not even paying. He said, I'll cover your portion. Well, I mean, I think Kyle's cute. She ain't gotten anything better on the hook. She better just go move in with him right now, is my opinion.
Well, he's looking for somebody that he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And that's her.
Yeah, he found it.
So that's why he's with her. But
yeah, because I think he's 10 years older than her. He's in his 30s.
Yeah, he's old.
He's older than Carl, and Carl said he was 33.
And the whole time, it's like she's either the party planner or like the mom or like the coordinator. It's like the whole time she's like, we need to do this. We need it. Let's decorate for Christmas. I'm like, why is she such like a nag?
I thought that Christmas thing, it kind of seemed like it was cute, but man, they went to a lot of trouble.
Well, yeah, they're on a show, so they had to make something happen.
I mean, decorating a tree?
Yeah.
I mean, gee whiz.
I think the bubbles, Christmas stuff.
The bubbles in the costume would have been enough. And the Christmas stuff. You need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Kyle said he was going to start a podcast. Did you hear that?
Yeah, and call it, what did he say he was going to call it?
Morning Wood.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty funny.
Sorry, little daughter. I shouldn't talk that way in front of you. I thought it was very funny.
That is funny. Well,
I think they make him out to be a bad guy, but I think he's nice. He's just alcoholic. He needs to get some intervention. That's all.
I don't think he's an alcoholic. He's on a show where he has to be an alcoholic.
I don't know. You never see Carl get that drunk.
True. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Same with the housewives. I mean, some of them get so sloppy week after week, and some really don't.
Maybe that's in their part of the contract.
That they have to get drunk?
Yeah, you're the entertainment.
Okay, and then when you get to go to rehab, we'll make you the star.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, then. I think that's all Summer House I have. Nothing about Danielle out of, in my notes.
Thank, what was she doing thank God. Week? She wasn't on. She was doing something else. Well, she kind of swooped in at the end trying to steal Paige's boyfriend.
True, because they went on a massage or a facial together, and Carl got mad.
Oh, yeah. And I had one more thing. Carl went and got the cake and was going to come and put the cake on Paige.
Yes.
I was like, does he know her at all? She's, like, so prissy, and so she would be pissed.
And why would he think that's a fun thing to do?
I don't know. To I would anybody. Well, Hannah probably would think that was funny. I would not think that's funny, and neither would Paige.
No. Paige would be like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah. And he fell in the water because it had so much bubbles he couldn't see where the pool was.
That was funny.
That's dangerous.
I know. That's funny. Well, so Danielle, yeah, but they showed Danielle moving, like they're all moving or something. She's getting her own apartment in Manhattan. That's pretty bomb.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to look like, but still.
She's annoying.
Yeah. She probably needs to live alone.
Well, Vanderpump is next.
Okay.
I put...
I watched my shows why, out of order.
Why with the puppy party? Why?
Exactly. Dang dog don't even have a yard.
I also put from Heather McDonald's podcast, it was probably so hot in that apartment.
I think they have air conditioning. Because do you remember when Ariana and Tom went to visit for the first time? They were like,
Oh my gosh,
you have a dishwasher. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You have a window. Oh, you know, like just the basic necessities that the others don't have. So they might have an
necessities.
Yeah.
Well, I also thought it was so weird when Tom and Ariana were talking about her dad dying in the bar, and it was like either they were reciting lines or they're not really dating. I don't know, it was so awkward.
Well, and it's like he was remembering when her dad died and they weren't dating at the time, but how he felt so strongly for her that they were just, I don't know.
Yeah, but then did you see them talking to each other?
Yeah.
It was like, he was like, I'm sorry for your loss. And she was like, thank you. And he was like, I'm here for you. Like, it was like very weird. It was not like they were dating at all.
Yeah. And then how weird her and Kristen on their little date. Yeah. They made that up so big. Like, oh, now I'm losing her to Kristen, and Kristen is, you know, taking my babe, and just all of it was just too much.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it. How about my weird or odd scene of the night was when kind of the beginning, Katie, of course they're all shown working at Sir, and none of them work at Sir really. But Katie's waiting tables, and she comes over to Lisa and Ken's table to serve them. And she tells Lisa that she just thinks she's going to put a pin in the Tuesday night thing that they used to have, that they were having, because it's just a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, that whole conversation, and the whole time Lisa and Ken are eating, and she's kind of just standing there with her tray.
Yeah.
While they're eating, and it's like, okay, something is not out of order, or I don't know what. But well,
and I'm so sure she's going to tell Lisa she's not going to do her job anymore.
Yeah, like, I'm just, you know, every Tuesday's a lot, and, you know, I'm just going to put a pin in that for now. And Lisa's like, James was doing it every week, and we had so much business. And then Ken says, yeah, it's not been the same since James not here, and it's like, oh. So lame.
Yeah.
But that was lame and weird and not real. And just, I'm just getting too smart for this show, I'm thinking. I don't know.
I know.
So what'd you think about Stassi's photo shoot?
I felt uncomfortable.
Why?
Because, like, they were like, make those faces, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, what were they talking about? And she was like, making these weird faces.
It felt like whenever I was in seventh grade and we used to get dropped off in Southlake and we would go to the Apple store and take pictures on the Apple computers.
Yes.
And we'd be like, 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah, y'all probably were so annoying to those workers.
Well, that's what her photo shoot looked like to me.
Well, she said, oh, I look like Sheena taking selfies of myself. Hear that?
No, I didn't hear her say that. But
just take selfies. Let me just be what's the title of her book?
Next Level Basic.
Yeah, I'm just going to be what I write about in my book. And let me take selfies of myself. And she goes, I could just be Sheena.
Mean.
Yes, it was shade for sure. Sheena wasn't even there.
Is Sheena even her friend?
No, she's always hated Sheena. Sheena will never be their friend.
True.
Chris, Katie, and Stassi will never allow Sheena in. She might get close just because she's on the show. They might eat her lasagna.
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas. Okay. But she was Ariana's friend, and I think she's friends with Brittany and Lala. And she's two-faced. She's friends with James, and she's not friends with James.
Yeah. She's only two-faced. She's not smart two-faced. She's stupid two-faced. She's only two-faced because she just has to be with whoever she's with.
Yes, because she wants to be included and loved, and it doesn't matter by who. And if you're with me right now, I'll tell you the poop that somebody said. And
yeah, she's desperate.
Yeah,
it's kind of sad.
I know, and she's never. She's always been that way,
and she's always on the outside.
Mm-hmm. So, Stassi had the psychic or whatever that craziness.
Oh, I didn't watch it because I had to go to sleep because I thought it was stupid.
Well, it really wasn't that long of a segment, but it was so dumb that I don't even know why they put that on TV. First of all, they get to the house. Her and Katie are together. Knock on the door. The girl says, oh, and she's got like all these bangles on her up to her elbows on her arms.
Of course she does.
Thousands of necklaces, but she's almost like in this backless, almost a topless dress. And she opens, and she's got all this long, you know, curly, like gypsy hair. She opens the door. Well, they walk in. I mean, that's what happens. Somebody knocks, you open the door, they walk in. She goes, oh, wait, y'all can't come in. I have to cleanse before you can come in. Go back outside. It was like, what? So she pushes them back outside. Yeah. And then she does, okay, Stassi, you come and stand at the door. So she does all this she's kind of chanting sage and sage and sage and zah! And so Stassi jumps and she goes, you scared the shit out of me. And the lady's like, okay, that's the point. Okay, come on in. And it was like, oh, goodness. I don't know how much they paid that chick, but
they had an open cast call. They were like, anybody willing to be a gypsy?
They did the same thing in the house. Like she
one scene.
Yeah. She made a circle on the floor with like a piece of string. They all sat in the circle. And then she said, okay, so what is happening with you? And she goes, so Stassi, you know, she's like, I feel like, you know, especially when I drink, keyword, all these demons come out. And not demons. She said, I feel all these bad things or whatever. And she goes, well, you know,
it's called baggage.
You have demons. And she goes, well, you know, I've never, you know, she said something about I've always been called bad things, but never evil or something. I don't know. And then the editing, they show a clip of her talking to Jax, like in season one, and she says, "Oh no, I am evil and I am the devil."
Oh yeah, I saw that. That's whenever she like said that she wanted to kill him or whatever.
What?
That's whenever she like said she was gonna kill him or whatever.
Oh yeah, I am evil. Yeah. Kudos to the editors. That was a good one. But yeah, it was stupid.
I listened to Lala on Heather's podcast.
Yeah.
And I must say, I think I like her.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. That's strong.
She's very likable. She's not as stupid as Brittany, I can tell you that after listening to the podcast.
As stupid as who?
Brittany.
Oh, Brittany's a chocolate lab. You can't help but love that and pet it and throw a stick. It'll come right back.
No, I can't.
Yeah,
I
think if Lala would just tone down her raunchiness, because she doesn't have to do that.
Well, I think she thinks she does. I don't think she's as bad as she used to be.
Yeah, I think that's a sign of insecurity, and she has to be a badass.
Yeah.
And I think that's so unattractive. But you're right. I listen to her, and she's not stupid. She's not Raquel or Brittany.
Yeah. But I thought she seemed like she was genuinely nice, too. Like, I don't remember what she was talking about. She
Kim
was
Kardashian
like,
being a lawyer?
Yeah. Well, she was nice about that. But, like, it was, like, other things. Like, she was, like, I felt like she was just nice. She wasn't, like... Like, Stassi's not really very nice. We all know that.
Right, right. Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think she just needs to cool down the raunchiness, because it's not necessary and it's unattractive.
Yeah. Did you hear the whole baby bottle segment?
Yes.
I'm so confused.
She went to Target and bought some cheap ones.
Yeah. Because she doesn't want to eat. But she wants something in her mouth.
Yeah, because her mouth gets bored at night.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of such a thing? My mouth gets bored?
No.
I mean, I have heard of, I like to drink. So I like to have a cup of water, you know, when I'm watching TV. Or because I need to drink a lot of water. But it's not because my mouth is bored.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The weirdest phrase ever. I wish I'd have wrote it down, but that's what she said.
Yeah.
She also said they were talking. I thought it was funny because Heather was pretty adamant about it. Heather's usually goes along with whatever the person's saying, you know?
Yeah.
And she said something about Kim Kardashian announced this week that she was going to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
But she was going to forego law school because in California you can – do so many hours of online studying or whatever, and then sit for the pre-bar exam. And if you pass that, then you can do more studying. So you really don't have to have a college degree to be a lawyer in California. And so Lala was like, that's awesome. She could do it. Oh, she could so do it. And Heather's like, really? And she goes, yeah. Oh yeah, she could do whatever she wants. She said, you don't think so? And she goes, I have to say no. She said, my sister is an attorney and I know how difficult it is.
Yeah.
And if Kim Kardashian can just pop up and say, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a lawyer. I say no.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. And I thought,
did think that was interesting.
That she was very adamant, because she's usually pretty middle of the road. And if you're saying something ridiculous, she'll just probably just go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Lala's like, yeah, she can do so much good in the world. She go, girl.
Yeah.
She can do it.
Yeah.
Maybe she pays for it like Aunt Becky. I don't know. Could happen.
Could happen. Well, shall we move on?
Let's see. We shall.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I have, yikes, Kyle's boobs.
That was the ugliest dress.
With you're the
talking
one
about
sleeve?
That black dress? Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept thinking there was something missing or something too much, and it was falling down on the other side. It was just not comfortable to look at all.
Well, Lois is in town.
just so disrespectful. I think they are so condescending to this lady because she's 90 years old.
It's I like Lisa Rinna loves her.
No, I think Lisa Rinna is disrespectful to her mom. She's her mom, first of all, not Lois. And isn't she so cute? Like, to me, that's condescending. You know, you could say, look at my beautiful mother. I respect her so much. She's gone through so much. She's raised, you know, me and my sisters or whoever. But it's like, Lois, she's so cute, little Lois. We always have so much fun with Lois. And it's like, I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way. Don't do that to me when I get old.
Noted.
And then all they did this week is go to restaurants.
Yeah.
And sit around. And first of all, they had a shower for Camille. I didn't see one gift.
No. And I wrote old lady bridesmaids. Yay.
Well, and I mean, even Denise got some tequila when she had her wedding. They didn't even bring her that.
Yeah. I don't like Camille. I don't know why this show has so much Camille.
And she's trying to have a personality, bless her heart. She's trying to be controversial, like bringing up the thing with Lisa Vanderpump's gums last week. And then this week, she's talking about Kavanaugh and politics. It's like, come on.
And then she started crying. I was like, okay, you can't have your opinion and then start crying.
But she's been falsely accused.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, Camille. You think anybody cares about...
I think that was Lisa Vanderpump's fault too, right?
Yeah, I think it was. Dang, Lisa.
I think it was. Well, I also think that... Lisa Rinna's daughters are so interesting looking. They don't look like Harry fucking Hamlin or or Lisa.
I think they look like Lisa. They just don't look as severe as Lisa. I think Lisa's genes got watered down a little bit with Harry Hamlin.
Yeah.
And so that's what you get.
The blonde one is pretty, I think.
She's the shorter one. Shorter one's the oldest.
The one that's not the brunette. The blonde one.
Well, they change their hair all the time.
Oh. I don't know. She's the
one of them is darker. One of them is darker. I think she's the younger one is darker. So the older one is prettier.
Yeah. But the one that didn't have the anorexia.
Right. She's but I think she's too short to be a model.
Well.
She's short. Like, Lisa Rinna's not tall. She's like 5'4". Other one's tall. But yeah, they are interesting looking and, you know. Good thing they know Lisa Rinna and Harry fucking Hamlin. They can get their jobs.
Well, how about Kim's Kyle's sister being at the restaurant?
Both the sisters. It's like, and then they made it out to be like it was such a mystery. Like, Kyle's getting a text and someone's watching us right now. It's like, and then they break to commercial and it's like, what the
heck?
It's Kim. Who cares? And then they didn't even show her. They didn't even have a talking scene with her.
No. And Lisa didn't tell her hi.
Yeah, Lisa Rinna ignored her.
Because of the bunny.
Yeah. So petty.
I love the way that paper crunched on that bunny.
Yeah, and they just left it wrapped.
Why was it in that? It wasn't like a real package. Like, it was like cellophane.
Yeah, like a like what you put on flowers that you buy at the store.
Yeah, like... I was like, every time they show that clip, the paper is like crunching all over.
What happened to that bunny?
It's in Andy Cohen's room.
Oh, they did. Did they give it to Andy?
Yeah, she brought it
at the reunion.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I know. I mean, the conversations about Lisa Vanderpump are getting so old. I'm just and sitting at the restaurant celebrating Camille. I mean, enough. I don't know. They need to move on.
Yeah, we need another.
The most, I mean, they just glossed over Erica.
I know.
Put their head on that dancer's leg.
Yeah.
Did it seem like to you that her guy was kind of callous and like bossing her around?
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, I think she pays him, but she pays him to be the boss, I think.
Because, like, he was kind of sitting there like, come on.
Well, he's the creative director of her show, so he is.
She's the star.
Yeah, but, like,
you don't talk to J-Lo like that.
I'm sure that, well, maybe they don't talk to her like that, but J-Lo's not in charge of her show. J-Lo's not sitting there choreographing her show and telling the cues and looking around.
I don't know. Gaga's in charge of her stuff.
No, she's not. You really think she's going to sing the song and then step out and be like, okay, so we need to work on the choreography here and this needs to go here. Like, you can't. If you're in the show, you can't direct the show.
But we watched her documentary and she stopped the show to tell that person how to sew the sleeves on her costume.
Because she couldn't get her arms out. That's that only she would know that.
Okay. Anyway, I felt like her glam squad or however she calls them, I thought that guy was he was pretty stone-faced. And
I think she likes it.
Okay. Because, like, she said she hurt herself. Like, she whacked herself in the head like she had a concussion or something.
The show must go on.
He didn't even stand up to see if she's okay.
The show must go on.
Well, they should have showed more of her because the rest of it was so boring.
Yeah, I know. They could have just showed her do rehearsals the whole time. It would have been more interesting.
And her dancers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's expensive to be me.
I have one more note. Again with the hats. Now it's Kyle and her baby daughter in matching hats.
Yeah, what was that about? The grocery store in the
scooter?
Looked
like they were in costume. They looked like they were going to a Halloween party.
In a scooter?
Yeah. And then stopped at the grocery store. And then Portia's like loading up her basket with cookies and chips. It was just weird. It's like,
yeah. Okay. They had nothing else to do.
Portia needed to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about New York, the best show.
Yeah, I just saw that one.
I put my favorite or a good part I liked was Ramona telling Barbara to be quiet at the table. Whenever Sonia started crying about the letters and Barbara started saying something, Ramona was like, "You don't understand. You weren't in the story. Stop talking."
Oh, yes. When they were still in Berkshire's.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like,
they are so mean to Barbara.
I know.
And later on at Bethany's house, Dorinda told her to keep out of it. Yeah. Stop stirring the shit, she said. Instigator.
Well, that was true. I agree. I like Dorinda. I think she's right most of the time.
I don't know. Dorinda told her that she said I wanted to thank you for your hospitality and something about in your room. I enjoyed your room, your fish room. And she said, well, I'm sure you've woken up to a lot more scary things than that in your dang, that's cold-hearted, man.
I do. I think it's editing gold for Sonia to be like, do not touch the Morgan letters. I was like, the fact that she said that or that they got that or the way that they edited it is hilarious.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure she was on some other drug besides alcohol. I mean, she was crazy.
Or they had some kind of conversation again prior or something to the I did notice that whenever they were in the museum and Ramona was like, so I'm just going crazy, we got to get her out of here.
It's happening again.
Yeah.
Well, thank God they left the freaking Berkshires, because that's always just, I mean, can you imagine Ramona? I mean, not Ramona. Luann is sober, so sad, and spending the weekend with that craziness.
Yeah. I mean, and Ramona comes out in her lingerie.
Yes.
I guess that's why she cried so much about the fish room.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, but I love Bethany's apartment, man.
Well, I love how they edit Barbara to be a lesbian.
Always. I mean, it's really harsh. I can't wait to the reunion to hear all about that.
I wonder if she'll be on the reunion, because she's not really.
Is she holding an apple in the beginning?
No.
She'll probably be on as a guest, like maybe not on the first night, but the second night. They'll bring her on.
Yeah.
Because like, she's been in every show, in every
episode. They just had Marlo come on.
Yes. Same thing. I wonder why they never add Marlo for real. She's been on for years.
I don't know. I wrote also Dorinda whispering, LOL.
When?
Whenever she was talking about, they were playing Truth or Dare and she was going to do phone sex with John.
Yeah,
and she was like, she in her confessional, she was like, "I don't whisper," and she was like trying to whisper. It's like, did you not see that part?
I probably didn't, because I don't. I just watched it tonight, and I don't remember that.
Yeah, she was like trying to whisper, but her voice is so raspy.
Yeah, she can't.
Yeah.
Well, how about Bethany's ex?
Oh, yeah.
At her apartment. What a good looking guy.
What a hunk.
And then she has I don't know what the heck she did to her face.
She said pizza face.
Oh, my God.
Covered on top with cheese.
Yes. Well, they all look like their faces, like, I don't know if they're makeup artists or not doing a good job this season, but Sonia usually has pretty skin. It's been looking red and splotchy. Same with Ramona. I know they're getting older, but the only one that always looks good is Luann for her age. I love adding that on.
Yeah, for her age.
Tinsley has too much makeup on at all times, I think.
Too much black eyeliner.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that's appropriate sometimes, but not every.
Well, I also wrote, Bethany's pants are so low. Wow.
I love that outfit, though. I thought it looked good on her.
But those pants, they were like 6 inches below the belly button.
Well, you know, when you built like a string bean, I guess it's okay.
Wow.
But
poor little Tinsley. She got roasted on again.
She couldn't even call him.
Well,
imagine that?
Oh, she was like, he's going to be so mad with all the girls like giggling in the background.
He would kill me. I mean, what kind of guy? I mean, what is she doing? And maybe it's not what it seems. Maybe that's all in her head and he's watching that thinking, why is she making me out to be such a bad guy?
Yeah, he's probably like, thinks a lot.
But I mean, you know, maybe she's just embarrassed and it's all her putting that on the relationship. Like, that's not really how, like, he wouldn't be mad at all.
Yeah.
I
doubt it.
She'd be like, she's so embarrassed.
No, I doubt it. She's way too beta. He's controlling her. There's no way she's just embarrassed.
But he's been on the show before.
True.
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah. And then Ramona, she always got to leave for a date. I mean, such.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
I have great legs, great boobs, great arms.
And I date anything that breathes. 8 o'clock, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Sorry to leave.
I did think that Durant.
Yeah. Previews looked interesting.
Yeah, I did think Dorinda calling John for the dare, though, was very funny.
I thought it was funny, too. And he just was, I thought he was very delightful. Well, yeah. I miss you, too, babe. I
yeah.
Like talk like that. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's so cute.
And he didn't even say, like,
what are you doing?
This is out of the blue, or, like.
Yeah. You know, he was just like, oh, I like that too. Yeah.
Maybe that's what
was cute.
Maybe that's why she's with him.
Maybe so. I just figured it out. Maybe there's something there. I don't know. For me, it's always been disgusting, but maybe that's the key.
Yeah, he is disgusting.
I have one more thing, and it might be controversial.
Uh-oh.
The lunch or the coffee or whatever Luann and Tinsley had, and Tinsley, I don't even know why this was put on the show, except I guess maybe they thought they would, like, do a public service announcement. My dad died of alcoholism, but not really. The alcohol didn't kill him, but he fell down the stairs and died from a head injury.
Oh, yeah.
He was drunk? Well, what does that mean? Anyway, like, she's...
Wasn't he drunk?
Yes, but she said the alcohol didn't kill him. He fell down the stairs.
Well, because he was drunk, though.
Yeah, but that's what she said. So it's like, okay, I guess he didn't die from cirrhosis of the liver, but he was drunk and broke his head open. So, yeah, he died because he was drunk. Anyway, yeah. Well, so Luann's like, well, let me just tell you, it's not your dad's fault. Alcoholism is a disease, like having cancer or diabetes. And I said, hold up, lady.
Yeah.
I mean, I've come from a long line of alcoholics in my life, but I think you may be prone to be an alcoholic if you start drinking and overdrink. But I don't think that you are born an alcoholic, like, and all of a sudden get a disease and whoops, it's alcoholism.
Well, our favorite nature versus nurture conversation, I believe it is in the way that your surroundings and your environment is how you become an alcoholic. It's a coping mechanism.
Absolutely. Now, I do think at some point, I would say if you have two people who are doing everything exactly the same, one can become an alcoholic and one won't. I think there is a tendency in some people to become addicts, whereas
some people
won't be an addict.
Some people only need to sleep 5 hours, and some people who are born siblings need to sleep 10 hours.
Right.
You but are a little
bit
different.
It's not like you wake up one day and you got cancer and it's like, oh, dang, it's a disease.
Yeah.
That just burns me up when people say that kind of thing. It's just a cop out. It's like, Luann, go back to your dang rehab and stay sober. I don't know.
Well, people like to categorize.
Well, they like to blame.
And people like to fit into categories.
If she doesn't have to take responsibility, then it's okay. It's not your fault you got cancer. I guess unless she's smoked all your damn life, which she still does. Guess it's the same thing.
Yeah. Did you hear Tinsley say, let's go outside and have a cigarette? I was like, what year is it?
I know. They all smoke.
I don't know a single person that smokes.
Well, I do. They're all in Louisiana. Still 1985 over there.
Yeah.
They might be some of our listeners. No offense, people.
Well, I wrote the cameo. Why did I write that?
Who had a cameo?
Oh, the cameos. That's why. They were showing Tinsley. They were talking about Tinsley, and they were showing each one of them back to back to back in their cameo. Their their individual talking, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then with Luann, Bethany, all of them back to back talking about how she shouldn't be with her yeah. boyfriend.
Yeah.
I thought it was a funny way to edit it. Like, it was like all of them back to back. Did you just see it?
Yeah, I did. What about the note that Bethany found on the notebook in the lobby of her building by the elevator?
Oh, yeah. I believe in that.
I do, too. She didn't tell anybody else, though. She ran after Dorinda. Dorinda was, like, wanting to walk, and she runs outside in her Uggs and her jammies to follow behind Dorinda. And Dorinda's, like, booking it, and she's trying to keep up with her.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, and she's like, wait, wait, wait. I want to show you this. And then Dorinda stops and looks at it.
Yeah, I believe in it.
Well, and 2 weeks later, she's already seeing somebody in Boston.
Yeah, but they keep showing that ring, though.
Really? What did he do?
I don't know.
Or did she buy it?
Skinny girl bought it.
Yeah, she might have bought the ring for the show.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I can't go on TV.
Yeah, I have to. This has to look good.
Was it you that told me that Bethany said that if Lisa Rinna wanted to take down Lisa Vanderpump, that they would have to burn her to the stake?
No, that's what was discussed on Heather McDonald's podcast. Okay. Lala.
I heard it somewhere.
Yeah. She said, but they both decided, Lala and Heather, that Lisa Vanderpump is telling the truth. That she would not have behaved so hurt and violently if she were caught. That she's just being accused falsely, that has really set her off.
No, what happened was she used her little minions to do all of the work. I don't think she went to Radar Online. Maybe the minions went to Radar Online. But she said, run with it.
I think she knew all about it, and she's so pissed because she got caught.
Yeah. I don't think she's doing the actions, though.
No. And I think she's so upset that Kyle is the one that confronted her about it.
Yeah. Because Kyle's supposed to be her minion.
Yeah. Kyle's done her dirty work for her in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they need to get a new line. They need to do something else besides the dog and Lisa Vanderpump. It's not interesting anymore.
Yeah. I wonder if this will be Lisa Vanderpump's last season.
They say it is. They don't even know if she shows up for the reunion.
Well, she just opened a new restaurant in Vegas. Maybe they'll have a show in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. That's the previews coming up.
Yeah.
They might. I don't know how they could top Vanderpump, though.
They just have different people in Vegas.
Yeah. They've tried that, though, like with Southern Charm. The Southern Charm, where was the other one? Savannah?
Well,
those people didn't I didn't like those people at all.
Well, they have to find better people than them.
Yeah.
Vegas, there's a lot to choose from, I'm assuming.
They'll have a lot of Billies.
They'll have a lot of Lala.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know.
Well, that's all we have for the podcast today.
That's all. We need new shows. I want Bachelor in Paradise. I want Bachelorette. I want Southern Charmed, which is coming up. And Dancing. So You Think You Can Dance.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, that's what I meant. I watched ballroom dancing at fifth grade this week. So it really got me in the mood. They were doing the tango and stuff. So,
well, follow us on Instagram. Lindsay R. Trahan. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like to the YouTube channel.
Yes, because we're going to do one. We're going to critique the Coachella.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.